Mark Johnson is a spokesman for New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli. He says the comptroller withdrew a shareholder resolution because of the agreement that General Electric will prepare an analysis of the recently discovered PCBs in the Upper Hudson River. The state retirement fund is a major shareholder of GE stock.
The comptroller is a major shareholder of General Electric, and the main impetus behind our shareholder resolution we had filed was to protect shareholder value. The newly discovered PCB contamination may pose a material risk to the company because of the Federal Comprehensive Environmental Response Compensation Liability Act. By making this agreement and agreeing to study this further, then the company is reducing its exposure to liabilities and is protecting shareholder value.
He mentioned the Federal Comprehensive Environmental Response Compensation and Liability Act, which mandates that parties responsible for the release or potential release of hazardous substances are liable for any remedy deemed necessary and the broad range of damages that may result. State Comptroller DiNapoli praises GE for agreeing to explore the benefits of additional dredging. And here's GE spokesman Mark Behan.
GE is not proposing to expand the project. In fact, we don't believe the project needs to be expanded, but we will do a report, a comprehensive analysis of all the data, to answer the comptroller's question.
Ned Sullivan is the president of Poughkeepsie-based Scenic Hudson, a nonprofit environmental group. He says the recently discovered PCBs are near the PCBs that GE will be cleaning up over the next 3 years.
We think there are real gains for General Electric, their stockholders, and the environment and people of New York for expanding the cleanup to encompass those additional PCBs, over 130 acres more that should be cleaned up and perhaps now will be if GE comes to that conclusion.
The GE analysis is to be completed by the end of the year, though Sullivan says he hopes the analysis is ready much sooner to coincide with the next phase of the cleanup.
Now is the time, while the equipment is deployed on the river, while all of the transport and disposal facilities are in place, and while the dredging is going on, now is the time for GE to do this at minimum cost and in a way that would reduce their long-term liability and improve the health of the river.
And here's GE's Mark Behan on the next phase of the cleanup.
Dredging in the fourth season is scheduled to resume this May, weather permitting. The dredging project is now about halfway complete. More than 1 million cubic yards of sediment have been removed from the Upper Hudson River on the way toward a goal of a little over 2 million cubic yards to be removed.
He points out that the Environmental Protection Agency is not requiring GE to add to its remediation efforts. Scenic Hudson Sullivan adds,
EPA has made clear that it does not intend to mandate this. So at this stage, GE would be doing this work voluntarily in the interest of reducing its long-term liability and achieving a complete cleanup.
In 2009, General Electric started the remediation of more than 1.3 million pounds of PCBs, or polychlorinated biphenyls, it discharged into the Hudson River decades ago from two manufacturing plants in the towns of Fort Edward and Hudson Falls. The cleanup is along 40 miles of the upper portion of the river between Fort Edward and the Troy Dam. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.